Garden of Roses by a teenage Nigerian poetess, Elizabeth O.O. Charming and rosy, they appeared from the distance. The zephyr sent a whiff of their sweet fragrance. Musky or clover, not the first choice. But heady and delicate did not escape my sense. Lured by the garden, enriched with alive roses. Scents fruity and pleasant tingled my nostrils. Scents emerging from pink petals with reddish charming tinges. Splashed from a golden sun. Venting gleams, warm and appealing, its ray beams. Refreshing spectre, settling on a charm. Flapping its tender wings, it morphed onto a pleasant plant with glowing yellow hue, giving off a reek of delicious spiciness. Pretty gorgeous it appeared with morphing butterflies. I sniffed its fresh tea scents, caressed its yellow and apricot petals, glowing as were its vanilla edges, smelling of star anise. Well stressed on 100 fluffy petals, cheerful with great enchantment. Comfortingly, it oozed with myrrh, as lovely as its faint pink petals, augmented with irresistible innocence and blissful citrus-laden aroma, irresistibly scented enchantment. I slid onto a green carpet of grass, sniffing the lemon fragrance from the cut rose in my hands. A dove, white as snow, flapped by, directing my attention elsewhere, somewhere magical. A glassy stream of enticing water gushing away, slapping the rocks as they went by, smelling earthy. A bee buzzed past to its hive, past adorable animals. It seems like the sweet wheeze in paradise. Lost in this garden of roses, I knew not. One tapped me, a mortal clothed in an aqua apparel, brimming with the scents of jasmine. With a long sigh, I sat up, for it was all a dream.